Hey everyone, it is Friday and I'm doing the devotional for Sunday. So I'm doing things a little bit differently this week. But I wanted to stream it on Friday, and of course it'll be there for Sunday if you want it. This is Catechism 2021 for the 21st Lord's Day of the year. And the reason I'm doing it ahead of time is I haven't done this in a while, but I wanted to take just a few moments and talk about what the Catechism is, if you're just seeing this video, or maybe you've only caught a snippet of some of them. What is it for? What is it? Anyway, I'm going to pray, and then we'll get into it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word to us. Thank you for your grace to us. Make us more aware of who you are. Make us more aware of what you've done for us in Jesus. Make us more aware of your presence and of your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that you would take our lives, make them your own. Make us holy. Use us for your purposes. In Christ we pray. Amen. Okay, so the word catechism of Catechism 2021 simply means instruction. And the catechism is basic Christian instruction in question and answer format. Basic Christian instruction, biblical Christian instruction in question and answer format. We do one every Sunday. It is a weekly online tool for your personal devotions, for your family devotions, or for your small group devotions. They're short. I haven't checked, but I think they've gone anywhere from 8 to 9 minutes up to 15. I think one of them went almost to 20 minutes, but they're around, you know, on average, 10 to 12 minutes. And they're meant to be a springboard for your prayer. They're meant to be a springboard for your Bible study, for your devotion to Christ. And so that's what it is. It's a weekly online ministry for meant to be a tool for your devotions, Bible study, and prayer. But the format of and of the substance of what it actually is weekly lessons in question and answer format, basic Christian instruction in question and answer format. That's what the catechism is. And today we're Lord's Day number 21. Of course, again, I'm doing this on Friday. It'll be up there on Sunday. Lord's Day 21, this is the second week on the Holy Spirit, so I'll get right into it. Question 54, what do you believe concerning the Holy Catholic Church? Catholic here meaning universal. It's not referring to the Roman Catholic Church, but the Holy Catholic Church, and the answer to this question will clarify what we mean by that. So, what do you believe concerning the Holy Catholic or the Universal Church of God? I believe that the Son of God through His Spirit. Those are the key ingredients. The Son of God, who's in heaven right now, through His Spirit and through His Word, out of the entire human race, from the beginning of the world to its end, gathers, and now we get into verbs. Now we get into action words, what the Son is doing through His Spirit and through His Word on earth. Gathers, protects, and preserves for Himself, a community chosen for eternal life and united in true faith. Eternal life and faith, created by the Son, through His Spirit, through His Word, for Himself. And of this community, I am and always will be a living member. We're talking about things of eternity. We're talking about spiritual things, spiritual matters, matters of eternity, what Jesus is doing through His Spirit, through His Word on earth, gathering, protecting, preserving for Himself a community of faith. A community of faith devoted unto God and bound together by the Holy Spirit. That's what we mean by the phrase Holy Catholic Church. All of the faithful, all of the earth, from all ages. And here are some cross references to get you started. Seems like the internet's a little choppy today, which is extremely rare. Question 55, what do you mean by the communion of the saints? First, that believers one and all as members of this community, the community of faith, that Christ is creating by His Word and Spirit, creating, gathering for eternal life, that the believers, one and all, as members of this community, share in Christ and in all his treasures and gifts. Sharing in Christ is the key. He is the supreme treasure, the supreme gift. And all the treasures and all the gifts of God are to be found in him. And every single true Christian, every believer, everyone who has faith in Christ has a share in him and has a share in the treasures and gifts that are found in him. For example, the forgiveness of sins. For example, sanctification, being made holy. Second, the second thing we mean by the communion of saints, that each member should consider it a duty to use these gifts readily and cheerfully for the service and enrichment of the other members. So now you're getting into a particular gift, spiritual gifts, gifts you have to use in service of the local church for the enrichment of others, for the encouragement of others, whether it's generosity, whether it's mercy, whether it's teaching, whether it's preaching, whether it's administrative gifts. Those gifts are not for you to build yourself up, but they're for the church. This is how Christ builds his church up. They're for the common good. Communion of saints is that we share in Christ and in all his treasures and gifts. And then the gifts that you've received individually are meant to build up that fellowship. Question 56. What do you believe about the forgiveness of sins? Let me say something about the quotation marks. I try to throw this in every week just in case you happen to be watching one of these for the first time. In this section of the Catechism, we're going through the different phrases of the Apostles' Creed and looking at what each phrase means. And so when you see here the forgiveness of sins in quotation marks, that's the phrase that's coming out of the Apostles' Creed. What do you believe about the forgiveness of sins? I believe that God, because of Christ's atonement, that's his atoning death on a cross, his death, his sacrifice that turns away the wrath of God, because it receives the wrath of God, but then for you and for I who believe in him, it turns away the wrath of God from falling upon us, though we deserve it. I believe that God, because of Christ's atonement, will never hold against me any of my sins, nor my sinful nature, which I need to struggle against all my life. Rather, in his grace, grants me the righteousness of Christ to free me forever from judgment. Now, the concern in your life would be if you're not struggling against sin. If you're not struggling against sin, if you're not in the fight, if you don't care about it at all. But if you're fighting it, if you're looking to Christ, you're resting in Christ and his death alone for atonement, for forgiveness, and you're fighting against sin, struggling against sin in the Spirit, that's a good sign. If you don't care, bad sign. If you're not struggling, bad sign. Rather, in his grace, God grants me the righteousness of Christ. Now, there's a phrase to highlight, righteousness of Christ. God grants me the righteousness of Christ to free me forever from judgment. What does it mean that he grants you the righteousness of Christ? He credits it to your account. You really do need, and I really do need, a righteousness where we can stand before God and be approved by him and be welcomed by him and be pronounced innocent, righteous, holy in his sight. We could never produce that on our own. We prove that moment by moment in our lives. But we really do need that kind of righteousness. Where in the world can we find it? Christ. Christ obeyed God. Christ is righteous. And he gives that to us as a gift. As we come to him in faith, God grants that righteousness to our account. Memory verse. Cross references on that to get you started. And the memory verse for the week, 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Talking to a local church. And that's true for any biblical local church where you have true believers who've come to faith and are filled by the Holy Spirit. They're the body of Christ. Christ is the head. The church is the body. And individually members of it. Members of the body of Christ. by virtue of His Spirit within us. What Christ is doing for the glory of God is gathering sinners, cleansing them by His blood, and He's doing this through His Word and through His Spirit. And it's all for Him. It's all for His glory, not for ours. Jesus, we thank You. Thank You for Your forgiveness. Great, great, great mercy that You've had on us. The great gift of eternal life that You've given to us. We worship You. We praise You. Jesus, in Your name, we lift this prayer. Amen. All right. Thanks for joining. And again, this is for the Lord's Day, even though I'm streaming it on Friday. So see us on Monday back for another weekly online ministry that's meant for your discipleship, whether it's individual, family, or small group. Confession of Faith 2021. We'll be looking at week 21. And the topic that we're going through now on Mondays for the Confession of Faith is salvation, looking at what salvation is and then going through the different aspects or the different facets of that salvation. God bless you. Have a great weekend and a blessed Lord's Day.